Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Joe Tooney signed a two-year extension with the Bears worth $17.5 million per year. He'll make $51 million over the next 3 years, $33.5 million of which are guaranteed. And the expectation when the Chiefs traded him to Chicago is that the Bears were going to give him a new deal based off of where his performance was at, and he was entering the final year of his contract. So the question would be, would you have been more likely to be all right with that deal, retaining Joe Tooney and moving on from Trey Smith? There's the only two options you would have had. There was not
an option to keep both.
They weren't going to keep both. I still think, a lot of this comes down to if you are confident still to this day that Trey Smith's going to get a long-term deal done with the Chiefs, then of course it was still, in my opinion, long-term, the correct decision. Joe Tooney's a hell of a football player, but you took the younger path moving forward. Now, if it backfires and Trey Smith's playing on the tag all year because you didn't get a deal done, then it was a mistake.
Then you should have just given Joe Tooney this money. Because this is my instinct is what Brett Veach's instinct is, which is younger player who's a really good player. Maybe he's not Joe Tooney level. He's not a future Hall of Famer or anything yet, but really good player. Reason to hold on to Trey Smith, reason to pay Trey Smith.
Man, that number on Joe Tooney is pretty good. Gold.
3 years, $51 million, only $33 million guaranteed, showed absolutely zero signs of regression of play last year at left guard. Still looked just as good at left guard as he ever did. Still look like an all-pro. Still look like a future Hall of Famer. And you're telling me I can have him for $17.5 million and I'm about to pay Trey Smith $24 million? $24 million. I'm going to pay him $7 million more a year. And you know the way this works. Nate Taylor's talked about this a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. They've talked a 4 and a 5 year deal with Trey Smith from the sound of it. Nate's making it sound like he'd like more of a 4 year deal and the Chiefs would like more of a 5. Let's say it ends up settling at 4. Well, in the NFL standards, 4 year deals are 3 year deals essentially. And so I'm not saying a 3 year deal is usually a 2 year deal. So obviously it's a year less. Only a year left more control, and I got to pay him $21 million over the course of those 3 years. I don't know, man. I'd be a little tempted by this one. I'd still lean Trey Smith, but that number came in just right enough that I'd have been I'd have kicked it around in house for a minute. The problem was
he'll be 33 in November.
I agree. But guard, I think, is less likely to show regression, and he showed none last year. It's different than when you and I have the conversation about older players, Gold, where you can start to see, not the wheels come off, but you can see the dip, right? You can tell the progression's coming down a little bit. Did anybody see anything out of Joe Tooney that made him seem like he can't keep playing like that for 3 years, 2-3 years?
No, but that's usually not how, a lot of times it's not a gradual decline. Sometimes it just happens. And I think he's going to be great for Chicago this year. There's nobody's disputing that. The Chiefs clearly got way worse at left guard. Nobody's questioning that.
And
but you have to get a long-term deal done with Trey Smith. Otherwise, it was a mistake.
They got an extra... Did they get an extra pick for Tooney next year, right? It wasn't...
Next year's fourth.
It's a future pick.
I don't remember the exact details,
but it was... That was the people were upset, I think, that they didn't get a pick this year was the whole...
Because that obviously is what you'd have to weigh is, hey...
The exact details, 2026 fourth rounder.
Because that's what you have to weigh is, well, we don't get the extra pick, but we get to save some money.
And
but the guy's older, so there's a lot of different variables. But
remember, the Chiefs did not want to trade Joe Tooney. Like, I truly believe that, and they've said that publicly. I think it's
very... Yeah, Brett Veach said it's really hard.
They were in a spot where they, you know, quote unquote, had to, based off of financial restraints. They had to bring in Jalen Moore. They spent another draft pick, obviously, on left tackle. Juwan Taylor's still making 20 plus million this year, 27, I think it is. And then knowing that Trey Smith, right now, as a franchise tag, he's got 24 million on the books attached to his name right this second. He's already signed the franchise tag. Hopefully, you get a long term deal done. You can either keep the 24 million in year one of that deal, or you can space it out however you want. And we, as you said, we've talked to Nate Taylor. Really, a lot of it might come down to whether it's a 4 or a 5 year deal. And of course, the Chiefs want a longer deal to spread it out.
I gotta say, it is like a little. There is an alternate universe where Joe Tooney and Trey Smith get to be on the same team together because Kingsley worked out.
Yeah,
that would have been the way better. But like, look, sometimes you gotta eject. The plan at Kingsley at left tackle wasn't going to work. It's not going to work. He might still, and I still think has a decent chance to work out at left guard, but there's a world in which their initial plan of let's keep Joe Tooney around a little bit longer works out, but sometimes that's just not in the cards.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.